Good day, I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with JIS Media News for Wednesday, August 29. Coming up, local film industry earns $1.2 billion, NSWMA to get 12 new garbage trucks, and no shortage of nitrous oxide anesthetic at public hospitals. The news in detail after the break.
Learn more facts about the Disability Act.
I have a disability. I am getting married, and guess what? You can't stop me.
Under the Act, that would be discrimination. You also have to make reasonable arrangements to accommodate persons with disabilities, like ramps, sign language interpreters, or special computer software.
Make a start and play your part. Respect the ability of each person with a disability and learn all the facts under the Act.
Now the news. Film Commissioner at Jamaica Promotions Corporation, Jampro Renee Robinson, says the local film industry contributed a record $1.2 billion to the local economy for the 2017-18 financial year. Film production expenditure, which relates to the value of the budget that international productions spend in Jamaica, recorded a 65% increase for the 2017-18 fiscal period, moving from $745 million in the previous year to exceed the billion-dollar mark for the first time.
So this would be to hire cast, to hire crew, drivers, rental of equipment, anything that is a part of the productive process that is being spent in Jamaica.
Ms. Robinson was speaking with JIS News. Some 124 international film productions took place over the period, generating 2,781 jobs. Documentary productions led the genres, with 35 documentaries filmed over the period. TV productions followed with 24. Three feature films were shot on the island: Yardie, directed by Idris Elba, Like Father, and The Intent 2. Other high-profile productions filmed over the period include Caribbean's Next Top Model, an episode of The Amazing Race Israel, and an episode of Marvel's Luke Cage. The National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, is to receive several new garbage compactor units in short order. Information Minister Senator Will Reed says the trucks will be provided by Kingston Industrial Garage.
Kingston Industrial Garage, KIG, has been approved for a contract in the amount of $1,749,264 for the purchase of 12 garbage compactors for the National Solid Waste Management Authority.
Senator Will Reed was speaking at a post-cabinet press briefing at Jamaica House earlier today. Earlier this year, Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie said the 12 new garbage trucks would be procured at a cost of approximately $300 million. The NSWMA is also slated to receive three compactors from the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, through the World Bank JSIF Integrated Community Development Project. This as part of efforts to meet its 720,000-ton garbage collection target for the 2018-19 fiscal year. Cabinet has approved a contract to Carlong Publishers Limited for the supply and distribution of textbooks for grades 1 to 3 across the country. Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Will Reed, says the contract forms part of the 2018-19 primary textbook program, slated to cost over $1.9 million. Senator Reed also noted that Cabinet has approved three contracts for the procurement and distribution of textbooks for students under the National Textbook Loan Scheme.
Kingston Bookshop Limited received a contract totaling $210,517,535.14 Jamaican dollars. Carlin Publishers Caribbean Limited, $110,593,387.65. Book Wizard Limited, $65,587,200.
Minister Reed made the announcement at a post-cabinet press briefing earlier today. And there is no shortage of the anesthetic gas nitrous oxide at the island's public hospitals. That's the word from the Health Ministry in light of recent concerns over the availability of the gas at the University Hospital of the West Indies, UHWI. In a recent press release, the Health Ministry outlined that the shortage at the UHWI should be alleviated by today based on discussions with a local supplier. The ministry also noted that the University Hospital received assistance from the Kingston Public Hospital to alleviate its nitrous oxide shortage. Nitrous oxide produces a light anesthesia on its own that is frequently added to an IV anesthetic or another inhalational anesthetic. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Oyes.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.